KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Ivoe and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
But the park is still flooded, so you'll see kids out there again.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
It's just like, dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip, whoop, drop down, snap, ah. And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted, like.
There we go. Metric right here on CFRC. That was Just the Once right here on Indie Morning Wake Up Call. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to your weekly dose of Hump Day Madness. It's Indie Wake Up here on CFRC, the station.
Yes. Of the nation.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah.
And we're ready for you.
We're ready for you. You got us here until 10 a.m. And we've got a great like summertime heat wave show for you today. It's,
yeah.
It's still hot in the Limestone City, but it's supposed to be better by the weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. We've been sweating.
Yeah.
We've been sweating to the oldies.
Absolutely. Sweat to the oldies with us. You got us till 10 a.m. today.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's a bit of everything. We got old stuff. We got new stuff. We've got a lot of good stuff. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm feeling good.
How are you doing this week,
okay,
Simone?
I'm going to admit, I'm a little frazzled, trying to get the live for you guys. Just want to let you guys know that we do have a live feed.
Yeah.
And we know a lot of you are probably more likely on Facebook. So it's going to be through Facebook.
We're going to try Facebook.
Yeah. Because Instagram is not allowing us to have lives anymore. We have to have at least 1,000 followers. So we're not there yet. But we are free to do the lives on Facebook. So if you want to follow along, you want to actually have a visual and actually see us and what it really looks like to be on radio and our shenanigans, you can go to Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. All one word.
Yep.
It's public. You should be able to see me kind of trying to, pose in the profile picture. I didn't get that far to change it, but it is SimoneTheMoanAtCFRCRadio.
Did you get that?
All one word. It's the same as it is on Instagram, so at least those two things are the same. And once you're used to it, then you won't be able to forget about it. So that's where we are right now. We're just having a little bit of technical difficulties, and the camera is currently facing the ceiling, but we're going to fix it, and you can join us there.
So we better get back to some tunes while we figure out what's going on with our audiovisual club here. We heard Metric just then, and we're going to continue along with another brand new track by David Byrne. He's back, and he's better than ever, Simone.
Back and better than ever.
Yeah. So this one is called She Explains Things to Me.
Oh, that's nice.
Right here.
On CFRC.
She explains what is happening in the movies we watch. I ask, why did they say that on that TV show? And I ask myself, wow, how did she know? She explains what a character really meant. What was their motive? What was their intent? She explains the things that we're supposed to infer. Well, how come it's all so obvious to her?
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Really do the cool jump. these cats, man, they were saying I wasn't into nothing. Yo, tú sabes que yo me puse en algo con el cuyo, porque tú sabes, ahí viene el tromista y el toca.
From a summer place, from a summer place, the theme. From a summer place, it's the theme.
Next!
Let's make a racket for the old and young. Tumbling, singing our songs, making them up as we're going along. Passing the guitar, passing the wine, traveling time. We gotta choose the weapon for the town we take. Celebrate the summer for the quarry lane. Magic's only magic till you know the tricks. Swallowing, connecting.
Matthew Barber, mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Mellow. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Your word is tire.
Wire.
Okay.
Let's go for you. Coolest guy.
Coolest guy?
Coolest guy.
Coolest guy. Superfly. Easy.
It doesn't rhyme.
What do you...
Coolest guy, super... coolest guy,
yes,
super fly?
Yes, it's called a slant rhyme. Don't be one of those guys. It's going to be a perfect rhyme. Listen. Coolest guy, super fly. The vowel sounds rhyme.
Coolest guy, not a rhyme.
No, it's called a slant rhyme. That's a real thing.
A slant rhyme?
Yeah.
If we could do slant rhymes, I could do...
Give me this.
I can do 50 in a row.
No, you think you could do...
I could do 50 in a row.
Okay, wait a sec.
What?
If I give you a word,
yeah, any word,
it's going to be a multi-syllabic word.
Any word you want.
50 times.
Give me a dollar every word I do. You can owe me.
If you do 50 in a row or more, I'll give you a dollar for every
today,
word.
Today,
But if you don't, you owe me 50.
How about this? I go longer than you. You go after me. Whoever wins gets $50.
Easy.
Deal.
Done.
All right.
Ready? Yeah. The word.
Buffalo. Let's go.
Crazy baby, I prefer to hunt alone. Should I buy a humble home or a summer home? Matter of fact, the only struggle here is how to juggle both. Lucky with the sevens like I'm 00. Cold probably froze, got me thinking it's like one below. Iced out dripping, looking like I'm about to shovel snow. With a corncob pipe and a button nose. Cinderella man, hot struck a pose. Lacing up the gloves, got me feeling like I'm Russell Crowe. Threw a uppercut and hit the mother low. Everything gon' work out, and I ain't talking about the muscle tone. They say we on to something, but it's nothing else. We independent, baby, that's one thing you gonna know. Ain't nobody pulling strings, ain't a puppet show. And I never miss the mark, but I'm Ruffalo. Throw the whole catalog on shuffle mode. You know I got a couple of these, couple of those. I've been dropping by the bucket load. And I never kink the hoes that been flowing through my funnel low. I ain't attached to success, man, it come and go. That much I know. Got some ideas brewing like a cup of joe. Labels calling, don't pick up the phone. Like my privacy, that's why I dug a moat. Midas with it, everything I touch is gold. Cloverfield, the way our luck is grown. Spider-Man with the dough, boy, everything is coming home. If you don't love it, I don't wanna know. Looking in my eyes, you know I want it though. Got rid of my pride, but there's still a subtle undertone. Got everything I wanted in abundance. Yeah, I did it, I done it, and found none of it in my comfort zone. Staring in the mirror like, what's up with bro? Face to face, and I just hope it doesn't come to blows. Tried to be discreet, but at this point, I think they gonna know. Goose down, feather in the breeze, think my cover's blown. My social battery is running low. It's just the price of becoming known, yeah. You think you run the show. Every time I hear it, make me laugh. It's a running joke. Look, I've been here a while. Watch a lot of y'all come and go. You complained about the climate like it's up in smoke. When the truth is, you planted the seed that never watered it and ended up talking about how nothing grows. So I gas, no brakes, man, I'm stuck and go. Creativity peaks when the budget's low. Yeah, I dodge a hater with a tuck and roll. They looking for me, they can't find me. I'm like the remote. Yeah, I'm way too remote.
It's so cold, make her say bird like buffalo. No sticks, no ice, but I got puck control. Every time I look up, it's another goal. Nick through the pass, and you know I never fumble those. Touchdown in your city, got a couple shows. I remember writing songs so the sun would show. Now I'm at the show with my son sold out. From the front to the upper row, sorry for the bloody nose. Play my cards, I ain't one to fold. Tell it to him straight, I ain't bluffing soul. A lot of gatekeepers trying to stunt your growth. I always share it with the class like a crumpled note. I learned from the best, didn't run alone. Nick gave me all the tools, caught the nuts and bolts. If we ranking independent rappers off of numbers grown, then I'm probably somewhere around third like I'm running home. Make them quiver like a hunter's bow. Couple holes in your story like a sunken boat. Had to re-record the verse, heard my stomach groan. I'm sorry, the more I win, the more the hunger grows. Scrolling through the feed, see a couple clones. Guess I'm not the only one who spun the globe. Made a career off copy and everybody knows. But this ain't a petting zoo, you'll never touch the goats. False prophets, no wonder why my trust is low. False prophets, no wonder why the money's low. Spirit getting watered down like a rum and coke. Got me always reaching for my Bible like I'm under oath. I've been writing since I couldn't make my stubble grow. Now I got a handle on bars and no one coming close. Knew it was over when I sung a note. I got it all at the starting block, waiting for the gun to blow, boom. Thunder
bowl, hit him with 100 volts. Type of energy that probably make the sun explode. But I'm still trying to hit a couple goals, yeah. I'm still evolving in this game like a thunderstone. Put the game on my back, it ain't tough to hold. Heard your music, I was skipping like I'm chucking stones. Said you got M's, that's an L, cause we know that that's both on cap like the Plunger Bros. Who the best duo, let the public vote. If it ain't Con and Nick, it's a Russian hoax. They say he's handsome and I'm cute, we should cover Vogue. Camera couldn't take it, man, the shutter broke. In the studio, looking like we summon ghosts. All these dead presidents, it's too much to fold. Most of it not done, but we done the most. They looking for me, they can't find me, they know.
I'm way too remote. I'm way too remote. Oh, I'm way too remote. Yeah.
Look who we have here. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live over the airwaves or online at CFRC.ca. And as always, with the Indie Morning Wednesday edition, we are broadcasting live over Facebook today. Check out Simone Lamone at CFRC Radio on Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to see, if you want to witness the madness, the chaos that is Indie Morning Hump Day, then yeah, log on in to Simone Lamone at CFRC Radio, or just keep tuning in to CFRC.ca, and you can just hear the goodness, the greatness, the wonderfulness. That last track was good, great, and wonderful. That was a brand new one from Connor Price and Nick D with their hit Buffalo. I like that one a lot. I was looking up Connor Price on the interweb because I wanted to know where I knew him from. And it turns out, born in 1994 from Markham, Ontario, he started his career as a child actor, acting in such films as Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe and A History of Violence with Vigo. Very good stuff. So again, Connor Price and Nick D with Buffalo. Also in that last set, we had Frank Turner with his cover of Joel Plaskett's Your Mine from the Joel Plaskett 50-year birthday album. Not too shabby. Before that, we heard a classic from Richie Ray and Bobby Cruz with Cool Jerk. And we opened it up with a brand new track from David Byrne with She Explains Things to Me. That rings true because Simone is often explaining things to me.
I do. I explain things to you.
How are you, Simone?
I'm good. I'm really, like, I feel really good right now because...
Because?
Everything is... We finally got a hold of what's happening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so...
You say that now.
Something's happening with my earphone.
Oh, there, cool. But, right on. I can still hear you.
Yeah, you can hear me? Okay. At least I can hear in my left ear, and you're on my left side, so I think that's okay.
Magic here in the radio station.
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, we're live, okay? So we're live. We have a live feed, so if you want to tune in, if you want to tune in and see all of the magic behind the scenes, what it's really like to record, to work in a real radio station that's been around for over 100 years, please tune in.
What?
You can tune in.
100 years?
You can tune in right now. You can tune in right now on Facebook at Simone Lamone at CFRC Radio. So that is SimoneLamoneAtCFRCRadio. I apologize for the handle being so long, but if you want to tune in and see what we're doing, you can tune in, and it is a public page, so anyone can come and just check it out.
What was the seventh letter?
Okay, Jeff. So you can find us there. You can also find me at the same name, Simone Lamone at CFRC Radio on Instagram. Same handle, exactly the same. So if you want to see some content, Instagram, you know, some shenanigans, you can go there. Or if you're more comfortable on Facebook and you'd like to, and you're on Facebook all the time and you see your kids and your grandkids and all that stuff, you can also see us there. And Facebook is where the lives are. So if you want to see us live and see what we look like as
please.
Well.
Please do. You know, you'll love it.
You have that option. So excited. So a lot of great things happening here at CFRC.
Yeah, totally. So speaking of what's going on, I mean, this time of morning, a little after 8:25 in the a.m. on a Wednesday, we like to go over what's going on in our lives, you know, a recap so that you people can feel better about yourselves when you hear about how pathetic we are.
Oh, my goodness. Do you want to start, Jeff?
Sure. Okay. It's been hot out if you're in Kingston, Ontario or anywhere.
It has been, actually,
under a heat warning again for today. Yeah. So I've just been stewing, you know.
Yeah.
Stewing is a good word.
Stewing is. Do you have any carrots in that stew? Because you are a carrot top.
I'm just basting
myself. You're a
carrot
bottom now because of the beard.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about the root veggies here.
Yeah.
Now just stewing in the air conditioning, playing a lot of Vigi games, watching watch a lot of TV. It's a little like, I love summer, you know, because I hate winter so much.
Yeah.
I don't hate winter, but I love summer. I like getting out there. But when it's this hot out, you just...
It's hard. It's really, really difficult for sure. What have I been up to? I've been doing a lot of filming.
Hey, we didn't ask you that. We're still talking about me.
Oh, sorry, sorry. And it's about me.
Yeah. No, what have you been up to?
Okay, so I've been doing a lot of filming though.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been just trying to get more comfortable, like speaking on camera and finding locations and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
To go to because it's been really hot. I have an air conditioner, right? Yeah. We've talked at length for years now about the air conditioning in my apartment. And it's a small one, 5,000 BTU, because as you know, I invested in some kind of like a million BTU thing that didn't work.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the little small but mighty.
That's it.
Yeah, small but mighty air conditioning. So I put that in just my room.
Yeah.
And as you know, I'm an artist. I'm, you know, really working towards being a full-time artist.
Right.
And so I'm struggling because in my apartment is so hot, I can't even paint. Like I'm, you know, so I had to take all of my stuff and put it into my room now. And
then
all of the stuff, like find places to put all of this stuff. You know what I mean?
So you can work.
So I could try and work a little bit. And then even that still wasn't enough. Like it's still hot. So I had to get up at like 4 a.m.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Simone.
Yeah. I have to get up at 4 a.m. or really late when when it's cooler.
It's not such a bad strategy. I know a lot of folks that do that.
Like it's that hot that even with the air conditioner, it's still uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I have to get up really early. So at least
that's a good strategy, though.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Shout out to Captain Steve from our sponsor at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Because he says he does the same thing. He's got two big dogs, and they wake him up around 5 a.m. every day to get out. And he says 5 a.m. it's really cool out, so that's when you'll crack the windows and blow all the cool air in, blow the hot air out, and then seal it up for the day.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to. It's in Toronto as well.
What's going on in the Big Smoke?
So I'm in an art exhibition that's coming up in October.
Cool.
Yeah, so it was great to kind of go and, you know, meet the other artists and stuff like that. So
whereabouts is the gallery?
The gallery is at the CNE, I believe it's called.
Well, my goodness.
At the anyway, I'll have that information.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for more information about
that. That's pretty damn cool.
It's going to be something.
Man.
But I'll tell you though, I really like being in Toronto. Like, and just I got lost a lot. Right?
I get lost when you're walking around. It's a nice day, and you just go.
Yeah, well, that's what I plan on doing. You know, you just hop on the megabus and go.
Yeah.
In Union Station, apparently they've done a lot of upgrades to it.
And
all the people in Toronto I talk to about the Union Station, they have something to say.
I don't think they're ever going to finish Union Station. I think it's been in perpetual construction.
They have something. Everybody's salty about it, right?
I got kind of
lost in there a bit, and everyone's trying to give you directions, but it's almost like everyone's brain is like backwards. Like, so if they mean to go right, it's actually left. Do you know what I mean? Like, they get there's a complete confusion about where to go.
Right.
So I get lost every so often, and then
I don't know
where to stand sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Like the bus looks like it's coming, and everything is north, east, south, and I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know how to use a compass. I don't know like directions. Like, I don't know, you know.
And so
they're like, oh, you know where to go? Okay, so you must be going south. Like, I'm like, south? Like South America? Like, what do you mean? Like, I need a girl guide? I need help from like a Boy Scout or something?
Like a service dog that can pull you in the right direction. Or like, they should have a service where like retired TTC employees, you can just hire them for the day to walk you around.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So that was interesting. And I've learned that the Union Station is actually levels. Like, I thought it was just one level, like our Canada Coach.
Oh, no.
I thought it was just like Canada Coach, just like going to the Megabus. I had no idea that was multiple levels. So that's why I got confused.
Do you want to hear something cool about Union Station? We've talked before on this program about how we would like to check out like a shooting range, you know, just as like a hobby for an afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there, but for the longest time, there was a shooting range in Union Station on the top level. Yeah, you could join it. It was a Toronto gun club.
Okay, at the station?
Let me just hit the interweb. We're going to confirm this, but I'm pretty sure. I'm like 90% sure. You know what? Stay tuned. Next break, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, yeah, we need to.
I got
to
find out if there's
like
just
a gun. Like, they have a gun enthusiast like club on the top of Union Station.
Because it's been there. Like, there was one in KCVI here. here in Kingston, they just have gun clubs everywhere, Simone.
That's crazy.
I go back of CFRC with my little pellet gun and hunt squirrels. There's guns everywhere.
Okay. Like, you've got me. We have to figure this out.
Yeah. All right, so next break, we're going to find out what's going on with Union Station Gun Club. And we're also going to talk about cheese from our sponsor.
From Old Farm Fine Foods, baby.
It's supposed to cool down tonight, and it's going to be real nice for the long weekend.
I really need it to cool down, because I have other like artwork to do, and I'm just stuck a little bit. Yeah.
Tonight's the night. And today is the day. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
Tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Da, 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 da. Look at that.
Remember that?
That was from West Side Story. A musical about hot summer nights in the city.
I love it. That's awesome.
We're going to get to some good new music, though.
Okay.
Here's a new one. It's a country tune. I like country music in the heat. Something about it. This is a brand new one from Sierra Farrell featuring our favorite, Nikki Lane. This one's called A Lesson in Leaving.
Ooh. Leaving on the midnight train to Georgia.
There you go.
All right.
This is CFRC.
101.9.
From the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Oh, won't you tell me how much? Do I love you?
I'll be back. You can't keep the Democrats out of the White House forever. And when they get in, I'm back on the streets with all my criminal buddies.
Bishop Nehru, shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
What's up, dear listeners? My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And that, you just heard, was Mania with their track Un Deux Trois.
Un Deux Trois, it's a really great, first of all, the vibe is relaxed. It sounds like something that would be wonderful for you if you're cleaning, if you're doing your homework, you know. Yeah, just really relaxed, very chill, not in your face. That, like, honestly, that's the kind of music that I like, that I really enjoy. Has, I don't know if it sounds very R&B, just a slow, like, poppy sound, like, it's slow nice. Poppy. And so I really love that sort of thing. And the video is great. So because now, you know, we are not transitioning, but we are elevating kind of what we're trying to do. We've always been radio-based, and now we're in the information age, and everything's video, everything's visual as well. So we've got to be able to do both things well. I'm thinking more about the visual and photography and film. And so I noticed the video and I'm just like, I'm drooling now, wanting to know what camera was that shot on, because it's beautiful.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I agree. I'm a nerd like that too. Yeah. Where, like, I've got buddies who are working on stuff in Toronto and I'll just message them like, hey, what are you shooting on right now?
What is that?
Well, tell me.
Yeah. Or the other, I was just on Instagram last night and they have a whole rig set up and it's this camera that looks like a robot or something, and it's on wheels. So maybe, you know, when you get those shots that, like, slowly,
like a tracking shot,
maybe that's what it is. I'm guessing
you can use a wheelchair, you can use rails,
a wheelchair,
you can set the camera person in a wheelchair and rail them around. It's a good way to do it. Yeah.
That's great.
You know what we should do? I do want to get more into, like, filming little things, not just to, like, you know, keep your toe in the water.
Yeah, of course.
I'm really want to get into food videography, photography.
Yeah.
Again, I've got some buddies that run a company in Toronto where all they do is shoot food for commercials. And I think, because of our sponsor,
Old Farm Fine Foods,
I think that we could elevate the Old Farm Instagram account with some good, like, food photography.
I think so. Yeah, because all you do is a little backdrop thing that you can just make.
And you light it really well.
Really,
do some interesting move-ins and whatnot. Yeah. I think that'd be kind of fun.
I think they'd love that.
Maybe because it's a long weekend
coming
up. And
I like that because it's not so complicated. Like, it's something simple you can get done. Like, even an hour. Like, you could just quickly whip something up and have fun with it.
And then when it's done, you get to eat what you were shooting, which is fun. Yeah. Like for today's amazing sponsor sample that we are doing.
Yeah.
If you go down to Old Farm Fine Foods, the long weekend is coming up.
Yeah.
And I always promote the Old Farm Fine Cheese. Old Farm Fine Fromage.
Fine Fromage.
Oh, yes. What's a long weekend without a good charcuterie board, right?
Right.
So I always put together my charcuterie board for my 3 days of just video gaming and movies and not going outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
But maybe I could incorporate my camera and, like, photograph the charcuterie before I destroy it.
Right.
So today on the program, we had a very fine cheese from Old Farm to sample.
You did.
It was the Ompa cheese from the Back 40 Fromagerie way up north.
Fromagerie?
Yes, you call it a cheesery. You call it a fromagerie.
Fromagerie.
Yeah.
So okay.
This comes from a fromagerie up in Mississippi Station, Ontario, way north of Charbert Lake.
Yeah.
So you get that back home country taste to it.
Back home country.
Yeah. So it's the Ompa cheese that we're sampling. It's a raw ewe's milk cheese. And don't think it's gross because it's ewe. But that just means it's a sheep milk cheese. I think it's like a mama or a papa sheep.
Yeah.
You know, it must be a mama if it's milk. Anyways.
Yeah.
Get the raw milk Ompa cheese. Ever been to Ompa, Ontario?
No.
Home of the Ompa Stomp?
Ompa Stomp?
Yeah.
What is that? What is the Ompa Stomp?
It was a folk festival they used to do
like
every year.
It sounds like grannies that come and, like, step on children or something.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, corral them all and, like, all, like, together.
Then you get a banjo going and you just start stepping.
Yeah, and then the grannies come on and just step on them.
Nice.
Yeah,
maybe that's why they don't do it anymore.
Maybe.
Yeah, so you want to get a little Ompa action.
That's hilarious. You know, let me tell you a story, quick story.
Sure.
We used to have something at my church in Toronto when I was growing up called the Peanut Scramble.
Oh yeah.
And so basically they get a whole bunch of peanuts, they put the kids there and they just throw the peanuts up in the air, and then the kids had to scramble to pick up the peanuts.
Oh yeah.
And then the older, like, church ladies would come, like these Caribbean ladies, like older ladies, and stomp on the children.
They would literally stomp
on your hand.
What is the point? Like, while you're getting the peanuts?
Yeah, because they want to take the peanut, like, they want to stop you from getting the peanuts because they want the peanuts for themselves.
That sounds hilarious. That's like, oh my god, do they still do that? How do I sign up
for
stepping on children.
Literally, you know me, like just the pain of these like grannies just stomping on you. Like they love it. They think it's the funniest thing.
Oh my goodness!
To step on the children, like these little kids.
We are unwrapping. They just
stepped on me.
Many layers of Simone.
Church ladies.
Oh my goodness! This explains a few things.
Yes.
So if you're looking for fun activities to do,
yeah, to go step on children. Just like step on the little hands.
You throw a bunch of peanuts in the ground and say, "Get it! I dare you! I dare you to get it." I would get my hand stomped on for that cheese though.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, honestly, like, okay, would I eat it? I just tried it. No, it's not. I can't really do dairy. But let me tell you, if I did, this would be the cheese because it's bold.
Yeah.
It's flavorful. It's not bitter. It doesn't have a strange, odd, like, you know, sometimes cheese has a strange, like, old cheese kind of like an aftertaste.
Pungent.
It doesn't have an aftertaste or whatever. Like, this is like premium. You put this on something really good.
Yeah.
Like you said, the charcuterie board. Treat yourself. This is special. This is special cheese. So I'm definitely gonna keep it on my list of things.
Yeah.
If I know someone that like absolutely loves cheese and doesn't have a problem with it, or maybe I might see if I can get like a digestive enzyme because I like it that much.
Get those enzymes.
I'm willing to go get a lactase or whatever it is, and I'll try it again to see if I can eat it. If I can eat that, but because it's special.
See, I knew
sheep cheese.
I pretended that I forgot that you were lactose intolerant just so I could eat it all myself.
Because it's
that good. So get down to our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And get your long weekend snackage. Get your charcuterie board.
I didn't even realize it was a long weekend.
Oh, yeah. Monday. Yeah. Stat holiday. Yeah. So next break at 9, we're going to find some fun events that you can do on the long weekend.
Okay.
Before we get back to the tunes, I do want to just mention that if you've been listening all morning, just to touch back on the Union Station Gun Club.
Oh, yes. That's right.
It was a thing. Union Station in Toronto was founded in 1927.
Mm-hmm.
And they opened up a rooftop gun range for the railway police to hone their pistol skills.
Are you serious? So they're training them at work? Like on the roof.
You gotta run down the hobos that are trying to get on the trains with their sticks and bindles.
Oh,
you gotta shoot those bindles.
Do you think some of them like just for fun would like be snipers and kinda like shooting at people?
I hope not.
But don't you think that'd be something that like people would be up to though?
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
That's now that you're giving me the shoot, I know that's what you'd be up to.
Think about it. You got all these guys up there. Do you know what I mean? Like with their guns and stuff, and there are all these people down below who have no idea that they're
We should get back to the
Sorry about that. When I'm a bit of a
That's
tangent.
That's why the range has been closed since 2008.
I'm sorry about that.
On to happier things.
People, it's not happening. I'm sorry about that.
Don't worry about it. On to happier things.
Yeah,
we're
going
to get back to the tunes. In honor of Happy Gilmore 2 coming out on Netflix, here is Lynyrd Skynyrd with Tuesday's Gone right here.
On CFRC.
Awesome.
This is